Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Ashok Oja with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects from Varanasi this afternoon. Projects include foundation stone laying and inauguration of 7 airport projects in 5 states worth over 6,500 crore rupees. Encounter breaks out between security forces and terrorists along with LOC in Uri area of Baramulla district in Jammu and Kashmir. Prabowo Subianto takes over as President of Indonesia. Over 70 people reported killed in an Israeli attack at Beit Lahia in North Gaza. In sports, Joshua Cheptegei of Uganda wins men's title of Delhi Half Marathon. Alamadis Iau of Ethiopia claims first place in women's category. And in cricket, New Zealand beat India by 8 wickets in the opening test at Bengaluru. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today. He will be reaching the city in a short while from now. He will first inaugurate R.J. Shankara Eye Hospital. Thereafter, at around 4:15 p.m., he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects at Sigra Stadium. The projects include 7 airport projects in 5 states worth over 6,100 crore rupees. More from our Akashvani correspondent.
The Eye Hospital has been established by Shankar Eye Hospital, one of the India's leading eye care service providers, in collaboration with leading investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's family and Shankar Eye Foundation USA. It will be inaugurated in the presence of Shri Shankar Vijayendra Saraswati, Jagadguru of Kanchi Kamkoti Peetham, Tamil Nadu. This hospital in Varanasi is the 14th hospital of Shankar Netralaya in the country, capable of performing more than 30,000 surgeries on the poorest patients every year. The world-class eye center facility has been set up with an investment of rupees 110 crores and the hospital will have 9 operation theatres along with the other necessary facilities. To ensure smooth operations and to provide eye care and treatment to the poorest patients, the hospital will operate on a cross-subsidization model. Funds received from paying patients will be used to treat patients in need. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Talking to Akashwani News, founder and manager of the Shankara Eye Foundations, Dr. R.V. Ramani said the hospital is equipped with state-of-the-art machines.
This hospital has been built on a lakh and 30,000 square feet area. It has got a capacity to perform 30,000 free eye surgeries every year. Not only the district of Varanasi, all the neighboring districts, surrounding districts will be served by this hospital. It will also extend our benefit to the neighboring states of Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh as well. This hospital will provide preventive eye care for the children.
The Sigra Stadium project aims to create a state-of-the-art sports complex. Talking to Akashwani News, Arjuna awardee basketball player Prashanti Singh said the facility showcases the dedication of the Prime Minister towards sports.
4 साल के अंदर एनसीयूई बन के तैयार हो गया बनारस जैसी जगह पे, तो अब ये समझ लीजिए कि कितनी दृढ़ इच्छा शक्ति है, तो उनको तो बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। और मैं जूनियर बच्चों को बोलूंगी कि अब जो है ना, ये स्प्रिंट करने का टाइम है, तेजी से दौड़ने का टाइम है, और जो आपको सुविधा मिल रही है ना, इसका भरपूर फायदा उठाइए और आगे बढ़िए, देश का नाम रोशन करिए। बनारस के लोगों से एक आह्वान है कि प्लीज हमारे स्टेडियम को एकदम साफ रखिए, वहां पे ना कोई भी ऐसा गुटखा तंबाकू ये सब चीजें नहीं, बिल्कुल क्लीन, वो खिलाड़ियों का मंदिर है।
इन द कश्मीर वैली, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists after a suspicious movement was spotted by security forces along LOC in Uri area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. According to a social media post of Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, the joint anti-infiltration operation in the area was launched by Indian Army and Jammu and Kashmir Police. When terrorists were challenged by the security forces, they opened indiscriminate fire, which was effectively retaliated, resulting in the encounter. The operation was in progress till the reports last came in. Further details are awaited. An explosion has been reported outside a CRPF school in Delhi's Rohini this morning. Delhi police has reached the spot where the school wall was found damaged with a foul smell. The glasses of a nearby shop and a car parked near the shop were found damaged. The police said that no one was injured in the incident. Talking to reporters, Delhi Police PRO Sanjay Tyagi said the experts from the Forensic Department, Crime Team and the Special Cell have reached the spot and are investigating the matter. He said the cause of the incident is being ascertained. The National Investigation Agency NIA team has also reached the spot where the blast was heard. In Rajasthan, 12 people lost their lives in a road accident last night on National Highway in Dholpur. The incident occurred when a sleeper bus and an auto rickshaw collided. Most of the deceased were children and women. The bus driver and the conductor are in critical condition at the district hospital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the accident. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, under the supervision of the state government, the local administration is engaged in all possible help to the victims. He wished for the speedy recovery of all the injured. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD has expressed displeasure over seat allocation among allies of India bloc. Senior party leader Manoj Kumar Jha said the party was not consulted before seat distribution.
हमें दुख के साथ कहना पड़ता है कि यूनिलैटरल फैसला लिया गया, ये ना राजद की ऐतिहासिक ताकत के अनुरूप है, ना समकालीन जो परिस्थितियां हैं उसके अनुरूप है। अलग अलग जिलों में हमारी जो प्रेजेंस है वो बहुत ताकत की है। हम अपने गठबंधन के सहयोगियों को इस बात के लिए आग्रह करेंगे कि उसके अनुरूप फैसला लीजिए।
On the other hand, former state congress chief Rajesh Thakur refuted allegations of RJD and said All allies of India bloc were consulted before seat sharing.
वो क्या कह रहे हैं मैं नहीं जानता मैं इतना जानता हूं कि विचार विमर्श हुआ है अच्छे तरीके से हुआ है और निश्चित रूप से जब भी गठबंधन होता है तो सभी लोगों को कुछ न कुछ त्याग करना पड़ता है त्याग और बलिदान के बदौलत ही कोई समझौता होता है और हमें लगता है कि सब लोग अगर इस प्रकार से सोचेंगे तो निश्चित रूप से कहीं कोई दिक्कत नहीं है
इन सीट शेयरिंग फॉर्मूला ऑफ India bloc, 70 seats were given to Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, while 11 seats were given to RJD and CPIML. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and News on AIR app. Prabowo Subianto took over as the president of Indonesia today. Prabowo will officially become the 8th president of the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation. The 73-year-old former Special Forces commander won the February 14 contest with nearly 60% of the votes after sweeping the country's election with policies like free meals for school children. Over 70 people are reported killed in an Israeli attack at Beit Lahia in the northern part of Gaza. It is feared that many more people might have been trapped under rubble. Gaza's government media office said the death toll is expected to rise as rescue operations were still underway. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Forces have called the casualty figures as exaggerated. The latest strikes come after a drone was launched towards the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house. In response to that, Mr. Netanyahu had warned the Hezbollah and called it a grave mistake. He said the assassination attempt will not deter him or Israel from eliminating the terrorists or those who dispatched them. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, said in this field of sports, the central government has set goals to take India among the top 10 best-performing countries in the world. He was addressing the inaugural ceremony of upgraded Sports Authority of India golf course in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, today.
विकसित भारत में स्पोर्ट्स सेक्टर भी विकसित होना चाहिए और इसलिए लक्ष्य रखा गया है कि हम 2047 में यानी कि आने वाले 25 साल में स्पोर्ट्स सेक्टर में देश को 1 से 5 क्रम में ले आएंगे और उसके लिए ग्रास रूट टैलेंट को आइडेंटिफाई करना उसको नर्चर करना हर देश के हर डिस्ट्रिक्ट में एक खेलो इंडिया सेंटर चलाया जा रहा है केरला में भी हर डिस्ट्रिक्ट में खेलो इंडिया सेंटर है, नेशनल स्टेट लेवल पर स्टेट का एक ट्रेनिंग सेंटर है और नेशनल लेवल पर स्पोर्ट्स अथॉरिटी के द्वारा कई टाइप के स्कीम चलाई जा रही है।
The 19th edition of the Delhi Half Marathon was held in the national capital today. Olympic champion Joshua Cheptegei of Uganda won the men's title, and in the women's category, Elemadis Iyao of Ethiopia attained the first position. Thousands of people participated in the marathon, which began from Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, passed through Bishram Pitama Marg, Lodi Road, Mathura Road, C Hexagon, Kartavya Path, Rafi Marg and Sansad Marg, and returned to finish outside the stadium complex. Talking to media, Indian Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi said that the atmosphere of the marathon was very energetic and a perfect example of the Fit India movement.
यहाँ का जो माहौल था और बहुत सारे यंग पीपल यहाँ पे थे, मैंने से यंग द यंगेस्ट वन वाज 92 ईयर ओल्ड, सो बहुत अच्छा इंस्पिरेशनल मॉर्निंग रहा और ये हमारी जो फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट है ये उसका ही एक उदाहरण है और आई हैव नो डाउट दैट कि इसको देखकर और इसमें पार्टिसिपेट कर हमारे देशवासी और उत्साहित होंगे।
The Railway Protection Force RPF also participated in the marathon to raise awareness about child trafficking prevention efforts across the railway network. New Zealand defeated India by 8 wickets in the first test at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today, taking 1-0 lead in the 3-match series. The visitors overhauled the second innings target of 107 runs set by India, losing 2 wickets in the 5th day today. India scored 462 in their second innings before being bowled out yesterday. The visitor registered their first test win in India in 36 years. In the Women's T20 Cricket Cup today, New Zealand will face South Africa in the summit clash at the Dubai International Stadium this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. With both teams reaching the summit clash for the first time, the tournament is guaranteed a fresh champion for the first time since 2016. Hockey India has named a 22-year-old a 22-member squad for the upcoming bilateral series against the reigning world champions Germany in New Delhi. The Indian team will be led by Harmanpreet Singh with vice-captain Vivek Sagar Prasad. The two-match series will be played at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium on October 23rd and 24th. The air quality in Delhi NCR remains in poor category today, according to Central Pollution Control Board at 10 a.m. today. Delhi's air quality was recorded at 265. A thick layer of smog can be seen over Delhi and NCR. The India Meteorological Department has said additional emissions from sources such as stubble and waste burning are likely to deteriorate air quality significantly. India's candidates have been elected in leadership positions in all 10 study groups of International Telecommunication Union's standardization sector in the World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, which is underway in New Delhi. The study group include operational aspects, economic and policy issues, security, future networks, among others. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said India has retained its chair position in one group and secured vice chair positions in all other 9 study groups. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple developmental projects from Varanasi this afternoon. Projects include foundation stone laying and inauguration of 7 airport projects in 5 states worth over 6,100 crore rupees. Encounter breaks out between security forces and terrorists along LOC in Uri area of Baramulla district in Jammu and Kashmir. Prabowo Subianto takes over as president of Indonesia. In sports, Joshua Cheptegei of Uganda wins men's title of Delhi Half Marathon. Elemadis of Ethiopia claims first place in women's category. And in cricket, New Zealand beat India by 8 wickets in the opening test match at Bengaluru. And with that, we end the midday news.